From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Minister Sri Mulyani affirms Indonesia's economic challenges will be external in nature. Minister Johnny G. Plate and Hungarian Ambassador Lila Karsai discuss digital sector cooperation. Now the news in detail. Challenges that hinder Indonesia's economy will be external in nature, including uncertain geopolitical circumstances, as well as policy aggression from developed countries. Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati affirmed it during the book soft launch of Keeping Indonesia Safe from COVID-19 on Friday, August the 5th, as quoted by Antara. She noted that geopolitical pressure, including war, is a very hard to predict situation, given that the world today is focusing on Russia and Ukraine war, but one day it may shift to the conflict between Taiwan and China. She highlighted uncertain geopolitical circumstances caused various impacts, including energy, food, and fertilizer price crisis due to the Russia and Ukraine war. Minister of Communication and Informatics Johnny G. Plate and Hungarian Ambassador to Indonesia Lila Karsai discussed bilateral cooperation in the digital sector during a meeting in Jakarta on Friday, August the 5th. They have discussed various cooperation potentials in the digital sector, including upstream and downstream infrastructure, as well as issues relevant to cybersecurity, digital talent, and new technologies, such as the 5G technology. This was conveyed by Minister Plate after the meeting, which took place at the ministry office, as quoted by Antara. The bilateral cooperation between Indonesia and Hungary in the digital sector has taken various forms, such as the Hungary-Indonesia Technology Business Forum, the development of digital talents, and visits delegates from both countries. The 2022 ASEAN Para Games offers a good momentum to bolster the promotion of tourism and culture of Surakarta, the host of the Games, to the Southeast Asian level. This was pointed out by head of the Surakarta Regional Tourism Promotion Agency, Retno Wulandari, on Friday, August the 5th, as reported by Antara. The agency further said that the ASEAN Para Games is a great momentum to introduce the culture and tourism of Surakarta city. She also noted that the ASEAN Para Games opening ceremony that showcased various arts and crafts of Surakarta was an opportunity to promote the city and attract Southeast Asian tourists to visit the city after the conclusion of the Games. The Ministry of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises has selected 12 startups, including two that are helping people with disabilities, that will participate in a site event of the Business 20 or B20 Forum next week. The remaining 10 startups have been selected through 2022 Entrepreneur Financial Fiesta, as reported by Antara, Deputy for Entrepreneurship at the Ministry, Siti Aziza, in a statement issued on Friday, August the 5th, pointed out that it is an active attempt by the Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises Ministry to facilitate the startups to grow, develop, and go global. B20 is the official dialogue forum for the global business community for providing practical policy recommendations from a business viewpoint to the G20. The site event will be held on Monday, August the 8th in Bali. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Humanity is playing with a loaded gun as crises with the potential for nuclear disaster proliferate worldwide. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres affirmed this in Hiroshima on Saturday, August 6, during the 77th anniversary of the first atomic bomb attack. As reported by channelsnewsasia.com, today, at the annual memorial, Guterres warned the risk posed by crisis in Ukraine, the Middle East, and the Korean Peninsula, as he described the horrors endured by the Japanese city Hiroshima. He further said tens of thousands of people were killed in this city in the blink of an eye. Women, children, and men were incinerated in hellish fire due to the atomic bomb. China's decision to halt bilateral talks on climate change with the United States has cast a cloud of doubt over whether the world can rally enough ambition to address global warming in time to avert its worst impacts. As reported by channelsnewsasia.com, today, tackling climate change has been a key area of cooperation between the two superpowers and two biggest emitters of greenhouse gas emissions. But China has suspended talks on the issue less than 100 days before the next landmark international climate summit, COP27, as part of its escalating retaliation over U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. Meanwhile, the former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, who is currently the Biden administration top climate diplomat, conveyed no country should withhold progress on existential transnational issues because of bilateral differences. Taiwan's foreign minister has defended U.S. Speaker Nancy Pelosi's brief but controversial trip to the island in an exclusive interview with the BBC. Joseph Wu condemned the large-scale military exercises that China began around the island on Thursday. As reported by BBC.com on August the 5th, he said Ms. Pelosi's visit was extremely significant and China's response would not stop Democratic politicians being invited to Taipei. That was the news over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
You are who I know there's.
The first news comes from Makassar, South Sulawesi. Arham, a student majoring in electrical engineering for education at Makassar State University from Bone District, succeeded in creating a digital-based early warning system for early detection of tornadoes. In his statement in Makassar last Wednesday, Arham said through the microcontroller that was created, residents at any time received notification of potential disaster status via SMS text. The simple digital technology consists of three main components, namely solar panels, wind sensors, and microcontroller systems. According to Arham, the idea of creating an early warning system technology stems from the concern of the Masenreng Pulo village government regarding the hurricane that often strikes the village. The next news comes from Bandung, West Java. Bandung Institute of Technology Architecture Department student Muhammad Isa Taskif created a flood-resistant floating housing design complete with all the facilities as a solution to overcome the flood problem in Jakarta. In a press release from the Bandung Institute of Technology's PR, Muhammad Taskif said the floating house design took the theme of challenging flood-resilient housing. Isa finished his studies at the institute, said that as a resident from Jakarta, he is increasingly aware of the threats that haunt this metropolitan area. According to him, one solution that can be done is to live to adapt to the puddle caused by floods. The latest news comes from Bali. Central General Hospital Professor Ngurah, who was previously known as Sangla Hospital in Bali, successfully performed the first brain surgery without dissecting or disassembling the patient's head. In this first operation, the surgical team of Professor Ngurah Hospital operated on a 4-year-old pediatric patient who was referred from Eastern Indonesia. On his head, at a point deep and past the most important parts of the brain, was pushed. The hospital's neurosurgeon specialist, Dr. Sri Malyawan, in Denpasar, Bali on Wednesday, explained that the procedure is called stereotactic surgery. With this method, the operation takes only 30 minutes with 2 hours of preparation. Well, that was news from across Indonesia.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History, with the event on August 6, 1945, when the United States plane dropped Little Boy in Japan. Little Boy is the code given to the nuclear bomb which was dropped in Hiroshima, Japan on August 6, 1945. The bomb was dropped from the B-29 aircraft Super Fortress, namely Enola Gay, which was piloted by Lieutenant Colonel Paul W. Tibbets, from an altitude of about 9,000 meters. The bomb exploded at 8:15 a.m. Japanese time when it reached an altitude of 550 meters. About 70,000 people were killed as a direct result of the explosion. There were also casualties from nuclear fallout and cancer from nuclear radiation. Pregnant mothers lost their children or their children were born with defects. Little Boy was the first of 2 nuclear bombs ever used in the World War II. let's move to another event on August 6, 1997, when Korean Air Flight 801 crashed. Korean Air Flight 801 crashed at Antonio B. Wonpat International Airport in Guam, a territory in the Pacific owned by the United States. The Flight 801 scheduled flights on August 5 and 6 to transport Guam athletes to the South Pacific island of American Samoa for the mini games. The accident killed 228 people. We end today in history with the event on August 6, 2009 when W.S. Rendra passed away. Wilibordu Surendra Brotorendra, or popularly known as W.S. Rendra, is a well-known Indonesian writer whose nickname is The Peacock. Rendra's poems were successfully published to the mass media for the first time in Siasat magazine in 1952. After that, his poems were published in other magazines, especially magazines from the 1960s and 1970s. Besides in Indonesia, Rendra's works are also well known in some foreign countries. Lots of Rendra's works have been translated into foreign languages, including English, Dutch, German, Japanese, and Indian. The man from Solo was also active in taking part in festivals overseas, such as in the United States, Australia, the Netherlands, Germany, India, Japan, and Malaysia. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
I don't want
still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is on Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry says Indonesia's economy is now the best in the world. The Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry (KADIN) Indonesia calls Indonesia's economy the best in the world. Deputy Chairperson of the Chamber for Fiscal and Public Sector Suryadi Sasmita stated it in the Mid-Year Economic Outlook 2022, Day 2, Prospects of Indonesia's Economic Recovery Amid Post-Pandemic Geopolitical Changes on Wednesday, August 3, 2022. Suryadi said in terms of state income, from taxes last year, it could reach about 100%. This indicates that the Indonesian economy is quite good. In his presentation, he explained the realization of state revenue in 2021 reached 114.9% of the target of the 2021 state revenue and expenditure budget, while tax and non-tax revenues, customs and excise all also reach more than 100% of the state budget. In addition, the Chamber also sees that Indonesia's economic growth is better than other countries. Although after the pandemic, Indonesia's macroeconomy is still unable to return to normal, but the state income is better because it is driven by commodity exports such as coal, CPO, nickel, and lead. According to Suryadi, these exports have supported the national economy. Indonesia's export and import income has a large surplus this year, and he predicts that next year will continue to grow. Even if the price drops slightly, demand will still be high, he said. Indonesia's economic growth in the first quarter of 2022 was recorded to grow 5.01% year-on-year. When compared to other countries, Indonesia's economic growth is clearly quite large. Suryadi further said, compared to a number of countries year-on-year, Indonesia's economy can still grow above 5% until the end of the year. China, for instance, only 4.8%, Singapore 3.4%, South Korea 3.7%, even the US only 4.99%, and Germany 4%. According to him, the Indonesian economy can grow because it has a good handling on export commodities. There are five export commodities that have increased quite well, namely coal, bauxite, tin, palm oil, and nickel. Previously, Deputy Minister of Finance Suhasil Nazara said the Indonesian government must start thinking about how to find new sources of economic growth after the COVID-19 pandemic. Therefore, the government must begin to prepare and think about future plans to organize the policies needed to maintain energy and food security. In addition, Indonesia needs qualified supporting tools, one of which is through accelerating the adoption of new technologies. Furthermore, high added value industries, green economic development and strengthening of new and renewable energy, and the sustainability of the food estate program. Well, that was My Indonesia Today.
Cinta yang kau rasa cinta yang sempurna.
International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Kipo, Typical Food of Kota Gede, Yogyakarta. Kota Gede in Yogyakarta is one of the tourism assets of the special region of Yogyakarta. The unique character of local culture, strong customs, and many culinary flavors from Kota Gede are some of the characteristics of Yogyakarta tourism. One of the typical foods from Kota Gede, which is quite famous for having a distinctive taste, is kipo. Listener, for people of Yogyakarta, kipo is familiar. Because kipo actually comes from the Javanese language, namely, Iki Opo, which in Indonesian language means, what is this? The first person to name this food when he started his business in 1964 said that he did not know what this food was called. At the time, one by one, the buyer came and asked the Javanese, Iki Opo. Ikiopo, then the food was given the name Kipo, which is abbreviated from Iki Opo. listener, this green kipo is one of the traditional cakes usually sold in the traditional market. The process of making it is very simple. The first thing that must be prepared is a mixture of glutinous rice flour, which is given a green color, and then it is given coconut milk and a little salt. This green color comes from suji leaves. Afterwards, for the contents, grated coconut is mixed with Javanese sugar mixture, which is also called enten. After that, the glutinous rice flour dough is folded, filled with ingredients, and placed on a charcoal heated clay pan. Before being heated on a frying pan, it is lined with banana leaves. Then the kipos are lined up with 5 until 8 pieces lengthwise. The kipos are baked for 2 until 3 minutes. To produce a good and ripe kipo, one has to turn over the kipo until it's well cooked. After that, the kipos are lifted with the banana leaves and then grouped together with 4 until 5 kipos. The aroma of kipo, which comes from the juice of suji leaves, coconut sugar and banana leaves, is really distinctive. Listener, if you visit Kota Gede, Yogyakarta, you will definitely regret it if you don't taste kipo, which has an affordable price. This food is also recommended for tourists who want to bring a kipo as a souvenir, but must remember the time because this kipo cannot last long. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Come gently.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia.
Hello, VOI listeners. Welcome back to miscellany from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, cultural arts activities resume after the easing activities after COVID-19 pandemic began to take effect. One of them is an event entitled Musim Semi Salihara 2022, which means Spring Salihara 2022, organized by the Salihara Art Center community. Through the jargon Bloom Again, the event presents a new spirit that includes not only art performances, but also exhibition. Nirwan Dewanto, Program Director of the Salihara Art Center community, explained that Bloom Again doesn't mean that in the past people like art, but it's time for art to take its place again. Nirwan said Spring Salihara 2022 is a form of commitment to continue to revive the spirit of the art after large-scale social restrictions during the pandemic. Although the pandemic is not over yet, it is hoped that Salihara can contribute to the community. The performances at Spring Salihara will be enlivened by performances from 14 individual artists from Indonesian and foreign art groups. Out of the total 14 artists whose performances can be witnessed, 4 of them have performed at Salihara. In addition to being different because it is held in a hybrid way, Spring Salihara 2022 also carries a special idea about puppet theater. It will feature a number of performances based on the tradition of puppetry in Indonesia, as well as art exhibitions developed from the treasures of puppet art, which are the roots of various modern Indonesian arts. Salihara will also hold a number of old performances, which will be shown through video archives. In addition to the event, there will also be an exhibition of Indonesian theater puppets at the Salihara Gallery. The exhibition, entitled Kelana Puppet, presented dozens of dolls from 9 Indonesian artists. Among them are the Senadidi Mimin Newspaper Doll, the Paper Moon Puppet Theater, the Dan Kisot Puppet Show, and the Harry Dono Puppet. Well, listener, that was miscellany from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Telah ku coba terus berjalan.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai hou zhao yi fang qu xin xin guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, ni de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to Getting Over Dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Lukisan Malam by Sam Saimun. The song was composed by Sakti Alamsyah, a senior broadcaster of RRI Bandung West Java, who is also former of director, chief editor of daily paper Pikiran Rakyat. According to Pedoman Radio magazine in 1949, in Bandung, there was a new movement in creating songs. It aimed to establish cooperation between the composer and literator. In creating lyrics of a song, the composer could exploit a literator's skill, because at that time, more lyrics of the song were written by the composers were undervalued, especially in the sentence structure. It became a number of literators who switched their professions to be songwriters. In 1950s, a song entitled Lukisan Malam was released and sung by Sam Saimun. The song was accompanied by the prestigious music group Irama Trio. Well, listener, here is Sam Saimun with the keroncong song Lukisan Malam.
Bertaburan di angkasa segala menghias alam. Angin pulang lemah gemerai mengusap bumi. Thank you.
sejuk, bagai si terang Erlangga murni. Nikmat hati memandang kemesraan lukisan
Voice of Indonesia.
Selama bercerai kasih.
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.